Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio
610. Winless. Texans fall to 0-2-1. A loss in Chicago that came down to a couple of things. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It is Reaction Monday presented by Churrasco's. Trust can get you beat. Lack of feel can get you beat. Mm-hmm. That's what happened yesterday with the Houston Texans. There were two second-year quarterbacks that probably don't deserve trust. Matt Eberflus, he didn't trust his. He kept him at arm's length. Lovie Smith and Pep Hamilton, they trusted theirs, and the Texans lost. Eberflus showed a feel for the game. Texans coaching staff did not. What's your biggest takeaways?
Yeah, look, let's not get lost in the minutia. Let's not get lost in all the peripheral stories, in the muck of quote breaking down a game. All right, we can talk about tackling. We can talk about rush defense and all that.
Guys that don't want to be in their gap.
Well, we can talk about gaps. We can do all that. Play calling. There's going to be
a lot.
I know
you're watching the same film I watched. Come on now.
And I was Saturday night too. Let's talk about the most important thing.
Fundamentals here. And techniques has to get better.
Yeah. Don't fumble on the goal line. Let me tell you what the story is here. Okay? All kinds of minutia, all kinds of different things. The Houston Texans are winless because of the quarterback. Full stop. And I told you before this, I hate that term. I hate when people go, full stop, like trying to make and the point even sound more important. But that's what's going on here. The Texans are winless because of the quarterback. There are a lot of other things that are happening, but it's the quarterback play that is keeping them winless. Go back to every single game they've played, all three. The quarterback is the difference. That is a problem. It's a problem that we can get into. What do they want to do about it? But I don't think anybody wants them to really do anything about it. Let's ride this out and get that final decision, even though I think more and more people have made their decision on what Davis Mills is for this team.
I wonder if they've seen enough of Davis Mills 3 weeks in, because this is some of the worst quarterback play that we've ever watched. Mm-hmm. And we've watched a lot of bad quarterback play. Like, even mediocre quarterback play has you at least winning a game. And we watched a game yesterday where Justin Fields stinks.
He was worse than Davis Mills.
But the Bears function like a team. And it's not like the Bears have an awesome defense. Mm-hmm. The Bears function like a team that didn't completely trust the quarterback. And they ended up winning the game. 23-20. Justin Fields was 8 of 17 with 106 yards and 2 interceptions. He had over 40 yards rushing, but that's what Justin Fields did. Matt Eberflus outcoached Lovie Smith yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He flat out outcoached Lovie Smith, because while Matt Eberflus is, playing for halftime and you know, running the ball on third and 10. Lovie Smith and Pep Hamilton are putting Davis Mills in empty on third and one. They're throwing the ball around the goal line. They're letting Davis Mills try to force the ball to Brandon Cooks. They didn't trust their quarterback in Chicago, and that's a reason that they won this game. And the Texans trusted Davis Mills too damn much. The other thing that sticks out yesterday in regards to what we saw is the Texans are the luckiest team I've ever seen in my entire career of watching the NFL and covering the NFL.
And they're still winless. Everything's going their way.
There's never been a luckier team than the Texans. Sometimes you can look at it 0-2-1 start, or you can look at being winless through 3 weeks and you can say,
and you're the unlucky one.
You're unlucky.
Yeah.
This happened, that happened, whatever. Just go through what's happened for the Texans the first 3 weeks. And by the way, they're the healthiest team I've ever seen through 3 weeks. I've never seen an NFL team this healthy. Mm-hmm. Go through every other roster in the NFL. There is not another NFL team this healthy, and I've never seen anything like it. Their most significant injury is Justin Britt.
Yeah.
If that's an injury, I don't know. And that's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're better off.
That's a blessing. Mm-hmm. Week one, no Shaq Leonard with the Indianapolis Colts. Loss.
Mm-hmm.
Week two.
And a struggling Matt Ryan.
Yes. No Justin Simmons.
No.
No Patrick Surtain. No Jerry Jeudy. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, David Montgomery leaves the game after three carries. And Byron Pringle leaves the game as well after having a catch to move the chains. Mm-hmm. And they still find a way to lose this game. And the backup running back comes in and has 20 carries for 157 yards and two touchdowns. I had no idea that backup running backs were actually allowed to be to play. I didn't know you were allowed to have backup running backs.
They were competent.
That can actually perform. Because around here, for whatever reason, Rex Burkhead's still the second best back because, I don't know, maybe it's just a trip down memory lane old times where Rex Burkhead still stays here. And by the way, Rex Burkhead was the target on that Davis Mills interception because you just got to get Rex Burkhead in the slot.
You got to get him involved, man.
You got to get him involved.
Yeah. In general, right?
And third and one, get him in the slot and try to force it to old Rex Burkhead. That's what you got to do.
Well, and as I said, those are all important, you know, peripheral stories. They really are. What they're doing there with Burkhead, I think Nick Caserio is becoming a bigger and bigger story, and we'll get to that in terms of how he equipped and kind of did a disservice to Davis Mills. We'll get to that. We'll get to the running game. We'll get to the tackling. We're going to get to all that. But Davis Mills, his first interception was going into the end zone. His game-deciding interception was coming out of the end zone. You don't get bigger plays than that. His first interception could have been intercepted twice. I mean, on the first dive at it, and then the deflection, they did get it. And then the second one, well, they tipped the ball. No, man. I mean, Roquan Smith was all over that and probably would have intercepted it anyway, at least broken it up. Davis Mills is the reason the Texans are winless. Don't get that. Don't be confused. All right? And there's a lot of other things we can talk about. So then the question becomes, what are you going to do with Davis Mills? You know, he's at or near the bottom of every quarterbacking statistic 3 weeks into the NFL season. So what are you going to do? I think he just keep trotting his ass out there. I think he just keep. We'll clean up the mess. We'll mop up all the vomit at the end of the year, and we'll have a decision on knowing, you know, which quarterback the Texans have a shot at. You know, but I think he just keep trotting them out there.
Now let's get into that in like 10 minutes because there is something that they can do with Davis Mills, but there's one decision that they can make that I think can satisfy everybody. When it comes to how they handle Davis Mills. And I do mean everybody, literally everybody. There's all kind of texts already coming in on Reaction Monday presented by Churrasco's. But there's one thing they can do that will satisfy everybody's wants, desires, needs for this season moving forward. And I think I'll be able to sell you on that coming up in 12 minutes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This was Lovie Smith talking about Davis Mills. The second interception, the one that really ended up, it ended the game. Here's Lovie Smith talking about the interception Davis Mills threw to give Chicago their second win of the season.
You know, it was a critical situation. That's a time when you cannot have a turnover down in that area. The game's pretty much over if you do. But can't let games come down to one play there. I'm more upset about that, you know, that interception in end zone first. But when you get down there, you got to be able to capitalize with a touchdown.
Yeah. But who was at the forefront of all that? And it wasn't even that. I mean, it was that, but it wasn't just that. He was really missing early, got into a little bit of a groove, hit Chris Moore, I think on a, I don't know how Chris Moore got that open, had to have been some sort of a break, and was getting a little bit of production from Damian Pierce. But you can't make those mistakes. Davis Mills doesn't do anything special or even close to special. Like, he can paint by numbers. You know, he can put the ball there because in a drill it's supposed to be there, so he tries to do it in the game. You know, he can try to throw the ball away. At least Justin Fields, as bad as he was, and he was worse than Davis Mills, at least he's got some skills that you can see. He can run the ball. He can maybe evade a rush that you can see are going to be, you know, something special or some hint at special. Davis Mills does none of that. Not a single quality. I mean, oh, but he really, you know, works hard. Okay. All right, he works hard. That doesn't happen in the NFL at all. I mean, come on. He knows the offense. Well, all right. I mean, there's nothing special that he does.
There's just a lot of problems, and I don't like getting into like this, like, and that's what a lot of people are already doing on the text line. Shout out to you, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We'll open up the lines. Just get right into it. Bring it. Don't be passive like Davis Mills when you're on the air. But there's some things that we can talk about, and we can say, well, you know, the receivers might not be that good. Okay, like, they got what they got. Like, there's not really, like, there wasn't, like, a way to improve the receivers. And you can say, well, they can't stop the run. Okay, they got what they got. But even with everything you have, like, when you talk about, when you say they haven't won a game because of Davis Mills, you're right. People can counter and say, well, look at the defense and look at the whole team. But as bad as some of these other performances have been, if Davis Mills were just awful instead of god-awful, you would have won a game.
Or two.
For how bad the run defense has been, they've still held up in certain times, and the defense has still made some plays. Like they stopped the Colts on the goal line. They forced two turnovers yesterday against the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. Really big turnovers. They stopped the Bears a couple of times when they needed to. Last week they made some stops that they needed to, and they were in position to win the game. Like it really just comes down to, you're not asking Davis Mills to be all world. You're asking him to be awful, and he can't even be awful. He's been god awful. And that's why I agree with you when you say that this team would have won a game if they had a different quarterback.
Kyle Allen would have won at least one or two games. I mean, because Davis Mills is in the bottom 10 percentile of all quarterbacking statistics. So you can't tell me that Kyle Allen wouldn't be, and I'm not claiming, you know, we need to make a change today. In fact, I hope for the opposite. I want him to keep trotting out there. It helps the draft status. We get the final decision on Davis Mills. There's no more of this Mills truthing out there. We know once and for all, that's it. I want to keep trotting him out there. But the reality is Kyle Allen would be in the 30th or 40th percentile of quarterback play through the first 3 weeks of the season. That wins you at least two games. So yes, there are other problems to your point. And they're significant, worth talking about. But you win with a better quarterback. You lost three games because of Davis Mills.
And if we would have seen this last year, this is the most frustrating thing about it. Like, if Davis Mills would have played as good as he did last year up to these three games, I think the jury would still be out.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was some good, there was some bad, and the jury would still be out. But if he would have played this way last season, there's no chance he's the starting quarterback this year.
You are correct.
Like, there's no chance in hell that if he would have played here. If he would have played this way last year, over the course of the entire season.
No, you're right.
There's no chance he's starting a quarterback.
Yeah.
713-572-4610. It is Reaction Monday. Get right into it. Don't ask us how we're doing. We're lovely. It's a Monday, and we're here with you. Clay, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think this is kind of an overall, this is coaching faults. This is Davis Mills. Yeah, he sucks. He needs to go. I used to be pretty high on Davis Mills, but I think he's hit his ceiling. I think we need to start looking and see what else we got or what we can come up with. But also, I feel like this was a coaching error. They should have never pulled out Damian Pierce. I understand he had those two fumbles, but he gave you the best chance to win.
Do you think maybe he's tired, Clay? I mean, like I keep hearing this. Appreciate the call. Like I keep hearing this. You know, Damian Pierce keep handing him the ball. Dude, he's carried the ball double-digit times, seven times in the last 4 years. He had 20 carries yesterday. Like, it's not like, for some reason, people just act like the guy's supposed to just go out there and do something that he's never done at the highest level, and it's not supposed to impact him. There might be a fumble every once in a while. It's going to happen. There's a reason he
especially
went in the fourth round. A
rookie
who's never carried the ball this much.
Yeah.
So
no, you're right.
Yeah, and I get just keep riding with Damian Pierce, but there's a possibility that maybe he's a little bit worn down. And he's not used to doing this.
There is that possibility, and what I mean, are you saying that this is all coaching? There are some coaching issues. There are some running back issues, but it's not Damian Pierce. It's what's behind him and how they set up Davis Mills. Otherwise, I mean, it's not bash Davis Mills Day. I'm just telling you, I mean, this is just the way it is.
No, it's evaluate Davis Mills
Day. This is just the way. They win at least two games, maybe all three, with just average quarterback play, even below average.
I'm having a hard time, really. There are certain things that Pep Hamilton's done, and Seth went off on Pep Hamilton. We'll hear that a little bit later on. I'm having a really hard time, though, understanding just what exactly they're trying to do and what the goal is. Jeff Driscoll, I guess if he's active one more game, then I guess he has to be active the rest of the season. I'm not sure. They were 0 for 4 on 3rd and 1 yesterday. Sean gave me that stat when I got here.
How can you go 0 for 4 on 3rd and 1?
Well, they were 3 for 3 with Jeff Driscoll. That's the thing I'm trying to figure out. Like, what is the method? Like, from a philosophy standpoint, what is the method that leads to Philip Dorsett being inactive on certain days and then making massive catches the next week? What is the method to where Jeff Driscoll's active the first two, then he's not active?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? I can't even follow the line of thinking there when it comes to the coaching decisions that they're making and who is active.
What's going on at tight end? I mean, I know there's some injuries, but I mean, it's like different guy every week.
713-572-4610 to get in. We'll keep them going. Don't ask us how we're doing again. We're fine. Ben, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a follow up with that that last caller about Damian Pierce, and really kind of my issue with it is I agree with you, Landry. We should have another running back. We're the only team that doesn't to have another backup. But why didn't they run Burkhead a little bit more to make sure that Pierce was more rested in the fourth quarter?
Because he stinks. What do you mean? Have you watched him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, at least to give him a break so he looked our better running back.
I get your point.
I feel you on that, Ben. Yeah. I feel you on that. But
say Pierce for the fourth quarter.
They don't, but they don't. I'm with you. Like, you should have, like, and it's not hard to get. Like, yeah. Even Dare might be better than him, but the reason is because he stinks. Yeah. Like, they're literally, I almost think, and this is sickening. Mm-hmm. I almost think that they're going empty at times, and a couple times they did yesterday because on third and one, because they're like, well, Damian's tired. Rex stinks.
Yeah.
So we might as well not do this. Yeah. Like, in a perfect world, you have a guy that comes in there and gets you 1 yard, but it's because he stinks.
You might even have a specialist, you know, that can do that. That kind of the hammer, so to speak. But you don't got that.
We love you, Ben. We love all the loopholes. Now, I didn't mean to cut you short, but you know he stinks. Like, that's the problem. Coming up, there's one decision the Texans can make that'll make everyone happy. You talk to all your friends. They all have different takes on what the Texans should do for the remainder of the season. One decision can make everybody, and I mean everybody, happy. I'll tell you what it is coming up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, it is Reaction Monday. If you're going to get on, just bring it. Don't ask us how we're doing. Bring that fire. Get right into it. It's your time to perform. Don't be like Davis Mills on the road. 11 of 12 interceptions, by the way, on the road now. 6 of 8 in college, although the rating was higher in college. But if you do the math there, that's 17 interceptions.
That's a lot of interceptions on the road.
On the road?
Yeah.
Out of 20 career interceptions, 17 out of 20 on the road? It's a lot.
Just start them at home. Nah. Don't start them on the road.
Oh, we're going to platoon the quarterback position now there, Coach.
As well, man.
There's something the Texans can do that would satisfy every Texans fan, no matter what the mindset is.
No, you can't satisfy every Texan.
I promise you, and I'll lay this out for you. Just wait.
Can't do it.
Just wait. Just hear me out on this.
All right.
Because I guarantee that you're going to change your mind here. Guarantee.
All right. Well, I'm not saying you can't convince me.
This is going to satisfy everybody.
I'm saying you can't convince everyone.
I think you can.
All right.
I think you can with this situation. Because there's a couple portions of Texans fans right now. There's ones that just want to suck, and it's C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. You're getting that discussion going right now. We just need to suck, and we need to get our quarterback. There's that portion, and then there's the portion that believes in Davis Mills, and they want to see more of Davis Mills.
Give him a chance. It's not all his fault.
Just keep putting Davis Mills out there,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to satisfy the people that want to see more, and you're going to satisfy the ones that want to suck. Because the best thing the Texans can do at this point, if they want to continue to lose games, is let number 10 play quarterback. He is that bad. He is that awful. And the other thing about it is, and I don't think they've gotten to this point, and if they need to see more, that's fine. I have no problem with it. I would probably like to see a little bit more from Davis Mills too. But if what they tell us is true, they being Nick Caserio, Lovie Smith, Pep Hamilton, if what they truly tell us, if what they're telling us they want to do is true, which is win football games, then there had to have at least been the discussion about whether or not they should go with Kyle Allen at this point. I'm not saying that they have to come to the conclusion. I'm not going to pound the table for Kyle Allen and say, they got to start Kyle Allen right now if they want to win. What I'm saying is, if they truly, now it could be process over results, which Nick Caserio said it was last year. But if they truly want to win football games, and that's what they're telling us, and their goal is to win football games in 2022, then the discussion should have at least, even if it just came up in passing, the discussion should have come up between Lovie Smith, Pep Hamilton, and Nick Caserio whenever they have their meetings. So do you think that Kyle Allen could be this bad? It had to have come up at least. But if you want to keep losing, just leave Davis out there, and everybody can be happy.
I think you hit it right on the head. I will tell you one reason why you're not keeping everybody happy, though. Not everyone. Most everyone, if you continue to play Davis Mills. Then I want to get to the second point you just made, because it ties together. You've got 52 other professionals on there that you owe something to. And they're not going to be happy the longer this goes, if it continues to go this way. Because if you're like, okay, let's keep playing Davis Mills, which I endorse, I'm with you. Let's keep playing him, and we'll get a higher draft pick, and we'll find out once and for all, and he'll be a perennial backup, a poor man's Chase Daniel, you know, for however long in this league. And you're keeping, you know, everybody happy that way. But you're not keeping the locker room happy. I mean, these are professional athletes that you owe something to. If your stated goal, now this is this is why it ties in with your
second point. We're doing the locker room thing here.
I mean, that's not trite. It's not a little thing. If your stated goal is to win games and you keep playing Davis Mills, you're really turning on the other guys in that locker room and coaches and everybody else that bust their ass for all these years, all this time this year. To try to win football games, and you're putting that out there?
You think Davis is losing the locker room?
No, I'm saying if you keep putting him out there, you lose the locker room as an organization, as a head coach, as a general manager.
So how long does this go on then?
2 weeks. I can be specific. I can be very specific to you. You play Davis.
You're giving him 2 weeks.
You play Davis.
You have a time and everything.
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
I had it in the holster.
So you're giving Davis Mills 2 more weeks.
I had it in the holster, ready to go.
Why 2 weeks?
I'll tell you exactly why 2 more weeks. The next 2 weeks, you're going to lose to the L.A. Chargers, and then you're probably going to lose to Jacksonville, at Jacksonville. Oh, by the way, they're good. So you're going to be 0-4-1. That's it. That's a wrap. Season's done. Look at every data metric. Look at everything. You ain't going anywhere. Your season's done. And then what do you have? You have a bye week. So if you play him for 2 more weeks, you can pretty much have your decision on Davis Mills. I've been saying 6 or 8 games. No, it'll be, if they go 0-4-1 and he plays like this, you got your decision on Davis Mills. That's a wrap, right? You can tell your the locker room, we're putting in Kyle Allen. That dude has started, 12, 14 games in the NFL? We're going to try to win some games. You got a bye week, so Kyle Allen can have 2 weeks to prepare. And then where are you going? Where are y'all going to be in October, third week of October? Las Vegas.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
That's a bad team. You might turn things around. You got 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks of Davis Mills and then a bye week, 2 weeks to prepare, Kyle Allen, whomever, and boom, you're good to go. You asked.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. It is Reaction Monday. Casey, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
They need to get rid of Davis Mills. And for Lovie Smith to be a defensive coach, I can't tell, because the defense sucks. I can arm tackle better than that in the chair.
You can tackle better than that in
the
chair.
You can armchair tackle.
Talking about the defense, Lovie Smith's defense. You have an issue with Lovie Smith's defense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
Maybe Lovie Smith was just what we thought he was. Like, because our whole thing about Lovie Smith is for a process results, and I said this at the start of the season, so this isn't like me moving the goalpost.
Mm-hmm.
For a process over results type of coach, he brings credibility. He seems to be down with the vibe. But maybe Lovie Smith is just what he was in Tampa Bay and what he was in Illinois. Maybe Lovie Smith just is what they thought he was, and that's just where you're at. Because he's not Matt Eberflus. Like, he's not as good of a coach as Matt Eberflus.
No.
I mean, Matt Eberflus yesterday, like, he had a feel, and it wasn't popular. Like, Matt Eberflus, say what you want about Justin Fields and say what you want about the Bears. You realize that right now in Chicago, they're having discussions that we're having, and they have the exact same problems, except they lost their best player yesterday.
Yeah.
But they have the exact same problems. Their defense sucks. Their offense has no weapons. They have a second-year quarterback. You don't know if he's the guy. There's all kinds of issues, and they're 2-1. They're a 2-1 team because Matt Eberflus knows how to handle his personnel and knows how to figure out how to win games. And that's what he did yesterday.
We shouldn't be having this discussion about Lovie Smith's defense. That's how bad it is. Because David Montgomery was out early in that game. How many plays did he play?
He had three carries.
Three carries, like a quarter, right? It was like almost a whatever. He was out early. He had three carries. David Montgomery's out. You've got an offense that you don't have to even think about pass coverage. Just put your cornerbacks out there, put Jalen Pitre in the middle of the field, and let him throw the ball to him. You know? Put more guys in the – you had their starting running back out. You could have put 7-8 guys in the box. There is no excuse for giving up, 281 yards rushing?
I lost count. 111 at the end of the first quarter. Could I interest you in a stat?
That is incredible.
Like, could I interest you in a stat?
And then I'll see your stat and I'll raise you one in a second, but give me yours.
They gave up 111 yards rushing in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know that's more than 16 teams in the NFL were giving up per game?
Yeah.
That's over half. Like, half the teams in the NFL don't give up over 111 yards per game rushing, and they gave it up in the first quarter.
With their running back out and the quarterback unable to throw. That is what sealed it for me. Here's my stat that I'll raise you. The Texans have the worst rushing defense in the NFL by 45 yards. By 45 yards per game, they have the worst defense. It's one thing if you're like 28th, 30th, whatever, and there's just a lot of bad teams, you know, that can't stop the run. You can't stop the run by 45 yards per game worse than the other worst team in the NFL. That and especially in that game, that's ridiculous. The tackling is just, I mean, even the announcers, our friends James Lofton,
Andrew
Catalan, who are destined to be Texans, they might as well, you know, wear the Texans gear, you know, because they're like designated.
I don't think they want that.
Texans announcers. They were even saying, like, look at all these missed tackles. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Now you got a matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers. You want, like, some good news?
I would love some good news.
Like, we've talked about how the Texans have been so lucky when it comes to injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to lay out the situation with the Chargers right now?
Well, I know their quarterback's hurting.
Well, that's the least of their problems. Keenan Allen is dealing with a hamstring issue. He was out yesterday. J.C. Jackson has an ankle problem. He was out yesterday. Their starting center, Corey Linsley, was out with a knee injury. Yesterday, Joey Bosa suffered a groin injury. Rashawn Slater, their starting left tackle, sustained a bicep injury. Wide receiver Jalen Guyton left the game, and Justin Herbert has hurt ribs. So the luck continues for the Houston Texans if you want to look for some good news. There you go.
Well, they've had a lot of good luck, and that's the issue, that you're playing this poorly with so many breaks going your way.
He likes to laugh. He likes to talk wrestling, and we think he's doing a decent job. But how much blame does Nick Caserio, friend of the station, deserve for the state of the current roster? We'll discuss next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Be Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Casario's the scenario. I've said it multiple times. I still believe Nick Casario is amidst a process. With that said, how much blame do you think Nick Casario deserves for the current state of the Texans roster? And look, let's get this out of the way. I don't think Davis Mills was a bad draft pick. I don't think it was dumb to at least get a look at Davis Mills early on in the season. There was really no like quick fix at the quarterback position. So I don't think I'm not going to criticize the handling of Davis Mills.
I admire looking at the big picture a year ago. Like they looked at the big picture and said, this is a mess between the cap and the personnel and everything that we know has been the story. Let's draft this guy. We'll start Tyrod Taylor out, see what happens. Put Davis Mills out there, see what we have. Then it plays out. So the big picture is we're not going to win anything this year. Probably not going to win anything next year. I've been advocating for that, you know, for a long time. So I admire the big picture sort of approach. That said, no one expected Nick Casario to do any miracles here, to work any miracles. I mean, it was an absolute mess. I mean, I just touched on a couple.
Still a little bit of a mess.
It's still a little bit of a mess. I mean, it was an absolute mess, getting marginally better, still a lot of work to do, and I admire the fact that he's like the macro approach, so to speak. And so no one expected him to work any miracles, but it is looking more and more like Nick Casario did something of a disservice to Davis Mills with this offense. Nothing you could do about, you know, the injury at the receiver's position, you know, some of the things that have happened there.
What injury?
The rookie. What's his name?
Mechie.
Nothing you could do about that. But that said, these receivers.
He did have a torn ACL when they drafted him.
There is that.
It's not like they drafted John Metchie to immediately contribute. There's a chance he's not playing.
Yeah, no,
right
now. That's fair. That's and he was going to start late anyway, even before the other thing happened. But the receivers can't get open. You didn't really bolster anything with any pickups. I mean, Tyler Johnson's not going to be anything. It doesn't look like. Well, I don't know where he is.
It's hard to get on the field on this team.
Yeah, I guess.
Tyler Johnson inactive yesterday.
Damian Pierce, kudos. But you got Rex Burkhead as your number two. Pep Hamilton's play calling, which we will get into, is questionable at best. Seth, you mentioned Seth earlier. He went off on the blocking scheme and the play calling, and it was a good listen because it's basically a reflection of the offensive coordinator you have. There's just a lot. And Brandon Cooks, they can't connect with Brandon Cooks for some reason. The best thing that happened to this, they're not getting him open. And Davis Mills is kind of force feeding it. Maybe that's some of the defensive focus on Brandon Cooks, but nevertheless. So as much as it's a big picture approach that I applaud, they didn't do Davis Mills a whole lot of favors with what he was surrounded with. Tight end. Tight end's an absolute mess.
See, a lot of these problems, I don't think Casario could have immediately fixed. Like the wide receivers, I don't think there's anything that he could have immediately done to improve the wide receivers, unless he wanted to use one of his best assets on wide receiver. He decided, though, to go with Kenyon Green, and he went with Jalen Petrie, and I'm okay with that. Tight ends, okay. You got to get some guys off of the scrap heap, try to make it work. I understand that. It is an absolute disgrace. It is embarrassing. It is shameful, and it is one of the biggest things holding this team back right now, the way they've handled the backup running back position. Mm-hmm. It's awful. We saw it yesterday. This is a sixth-round pick. Herbert comes in. Herbert runs for over 150 yards. Mm-hmm. All around the league, backup running backs are contributing. Melvin Gordon last night scored the go-ahead touchdown for the Broncos as they beat the San Francisco 49ers. It is unforgivable to, at this point, have Rex Burkhead as your backup running back. That is something that you can fix. That is something that where if you pay attention to it, you can have a very, very impactful player, not just when someone goes down, but over the course of an entire game. The Rex Burkhead thing makes no sense. It's awful that Rex Burkhead right now is your backup running back, your number two guy, and a guy that you're lining up in the slot. When the first, before Rex Burkhead got to Texas, or let's just put it this way. Rex Burkhead right now with the Houston Texans, in two games, he has five targets. In two games, he has five targets. So two out of three games, Rex Burkhead has five targets. In his entire career, before this year, Rex Burkhead had five targets 10 times.
Hmm.
10 times.
They're force feeding it to him. They're trying to make him something he's not. He's not that guy. He's not an every down.
11 times.
Every snap, you know, kind of ball carrier. He's a role player that should be the third guy. And that's it. Like I said, you can't expect him to do everything in 1.5 years, 2 years.
No, but this is something. This is something that it just comes across as, and I remember
it's a disservice.
Well, here's what it reminds me of, and I try to be careful with analogies because sometimes, like if they're too close to home, they don't make sense. But one time I worked for a company, and that company got bought out by the best show in town. The number one radio station in the city, it got bought out, and it was basically just a tread water type of situation, try to make money.
Mm-hmm.
The top company would like fire guys because they weren't good enough to work for the top company. But the same boss was running both companies. So what he would do is whenever they got fired at the top company,
mm-hmm.
he would hire those guys on the second tier company almost as a favor.
Yeah.
So you have a producer who's not good enough to produce there. Well, let's just throw him here and throw him a bone. That's what it feels like Nick Caserio is doing with Rex Burkhead.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Patriots definitely wouldn't want you.
Yeah.
Because they actually have some accountability and you're not good enough. But you know what? I'm here with the Texans. We're kind of in a rebuild. It doesn't matter
as much.
We can
get you a check.
So come on down, Rex Burkhead.
Yeah.
It literally feels, there are two vibes with Rex Burkhead right now. Two vibes. One of them takes me back to Little League when the coach's son would get all this playing time and you'd wonder, why the hell is this guy getting playing time? He's not good. This kid shouldn't even be in the select league. This kid should be in the on the side field or something like that. That's the other vibe. The other vibe, and this sucks
because
I thought this was gone. This was one of the things I was most looking forward to this year. And apologies to Rex Burkhead, who belongs on an NFL roster. He just can't be your second best back. Like Rex Burkhead, like of all the guys that they're sitting there like saying this guy might be active, this guy might not be active. Rex Burkhead is the ideal guy. To where maybe he's active in week one, then he's not active in week two. Maybe he's active in week three, but he's not active in week four. That's what he is.
Yeah.
I get the same exact feeling when Rex Burkhead touches the ball as I did the last 2 years when David Johnson did. The David Johnson disgust.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, why are they throwing the ball to this guy? Why is this guy getting the ball? That's what I get when Rex Burkhead touches the ball now, and it sucks.
Who was the interception ball intended for?
It was intended for number 28, Rex Burkhead.
Yeah. They're force feeding something that's not there. They're trying to make him something he's not. And my bigger point is just like, if you're going to find out on Davis Mills, I get that you can't do it all in 1.5, 2 years, but you can at least get him a running game, particularly when you talk about, you know, I think the two worst things are the running game and the tight end, because the tight end helps the running game, obviously, not just with blocking, but with catches as well. And the running game helps the quarterback. So that all helps Davis Mills if you're going to find out about him. And they didn't do either one of those things.
So does Rex Burkhead, like, do they really have, did Nick Caserio and company have a discussion and really decide that Rex Burkhead was good?
They had to have.
Or is there something else to it?
That's what they do.
Like, is there something else to it for
maybe
why
there
Rex
is
Burkhead
that something
gets
that's,
to play?
Something that's kind of tainting, biasing their opinion on Rex Burkhead. I'm guessing that's what it
like,
is.
Is it just like some sort of like romanticism?
Yes.
Or he did this
one?
Because it's unforgivable.
Absolutely.
It's unforgivable. Just go around the league. Look at the
division. Every second back in the league.
You watch every single football game. There's like it's not hard. Like again, I hear people saying, you know, the receivers stink, the tight ends stink, the run defense stinks. You couldn't have fixed that. I have no problem with Nick Caserio there. You could have easily fixed this, and it just seems like your biases are getting in the way. The Patriot way, all this type of stuff. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, Nyheim Hines is a big part of what the Colts do. He's their second back. Mm-hmm. Travis Etienne, it's a 1-2 thing with him and James Robinson.
Yeah.
They're doing what they do. Hell, Hilliard, they had Dontrell Hilliard, and they cut him a couple of years ago, and he's doing his thing in Tennessee. I think he had like a 30-yard reception. Like, they're just throwing bones to Rex Burkhead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
If the exact opposite was true yesterday, what happens? If, heaven forbid, Damian Pierce went out with an injury, and you had to force feed, you had to make Burkhead your guy, you think he would have rushed for that many yards?
No, they'd have been screwed.
And that many carries?
They'd have been screwed. They don't even trust. They rightfully don't even trust him when the running back's healthy, and it's the bad thing. That's what I hold Nick Caserio most accountable for. But other than that, I get that it's a process, and I get there's some stuff that you just can't fix. But this is, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Coming up. Obs and passing thoughts. Landlock Obs and OG passing thoughts. Texans fall to the Bears. Texans fall to 0-2-1. Reaction Monday presented by Churrasco's continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.